The Tinker Plants a Tree by Edward W. Frentz. Trees are the oldest living things in the world. Today, there are growing in our country trees that were here when Columbus came to our land. Some of them were here even hundreds of years before he came. "Only God makes trees, but sometimes we can help him," said the tinker in his story. One day, when my grandfather Gifford was about 7 years old, he looked across the road to his father's blacksmith shop. He saw someone sitting on the bench by the door and went over to find out who it was. There he saw a little old man with thick, bushy eyebrows and bright blue eyes. At the old man's side was an open bag in which grandfather could see some tools and sheets of tin. The man was a traveling tinker who came once or twice a year to mend leaky pans and pails. The old man was eating his lunch, a slice or two of bread, a bit of cold meat, and a cold potato. It seemed so poor a lunch that grandfather went to the house and brought two big apples from the cellar. The old man thanked him and ate the apples. Then he got up and went down to the brook for a drink of water. In a few minutes, he came back and sat down on the bench near the door. "Now, my boy," he said, "we will make a tree grow down by the brook. There should be one for shade." "Make a tree," cried grandfather. "How can we make a tree? I thought only God made trees." "True," said the old man. "Only God makes trees, but sometimes we can help him." With these words, he took from the bench at his side a stick that he had cut somewhere and had been using for a cane. It was slender and straight, and its smooth bark was a beautiful light green color. "From this," said the tinker, "we will make a tree in which the birds shall build their nests. Under it the animals shall find shelter from the hot sun. But first let us make some music. Take this stick down to the brook and dip it in the water." My grandfather took the stick and did as the old man had told him. When he came back, the tinker had a large knife open in his hand. With it he made a cut through the bark of the stick, about a foot from one end. By holding the knife still and turning the stick slowly toward him in his fingers, he cut the bark all the way round. Then he cut a big notch near the end of the stick, and farther down he made 4 or 5 smaller notches. Last of all, he laid the stick across his knee, and, turning it slowly, began to tap it gently with the handle of the knife.